What about audio recordings of an essential Ken Wilber? One person wrote it and said, I'm not the kind of person that absorbs reading words. I need it from other modalities. Have you thought about re-going through all of your stuff again and creating a set of, audio materials for at least the kind of the basic premises?
Well, one of the things that we want to do is get into multimedia as fast as we possibly can. And I can go back and give an example of the approach that Integral Institute is taking and how that eventually will have a lot of different outlets other than, textbooks, even though I'm saying we want to emphasize textbooks. That's not going to be the only thing we're doing. Mm-hmm. So we have a core team in Integral Business Branch, and it's seven or eight very, very good people, including Leo Burke, who was at Motorola University, and Fred Studier, who's consultant at Bain Associates, very, very large consulting firm in California, Tony Schwartz with Fast Company, Bob Richards, who's the CF of our business group, Fred Kaufman, who was Peter Senge's main collaborator when they founded the Organizational Learning Center at MIT School of Business. These are some very, very sharp people. And what they've done, basically, Michael Putz at Cisco, what they've done is what we're trying to get each of the core teams to do, which is they can start by using my broad framework of all quadrants, all levels, all lines. But then based on their decades of experience in the field, in this case, of business, to actually sit down and fill in all the details with actual concrete data from the world of business. And then what they're doing right now, for example, is, and they've been meeting for almost 18 months now, is creating PowerPoint presentations of what integral business leadership looks like. And these are very sophisticated presentations. Bob Richards just gave one down at Esalen conference on integral capitalism, for example. And it was a big hit down there. It went over really, really well, and people really understood why you have to have an all-quadrant, all-level, all-line approach to any type of integral approach to economics. And so that kind of presentation has a much better chance of helping people understand these integral approaches than, the 300 or 400-page textbook. So sure, we want to try to do a very broad range of material, from the very, very dense to the very, presentable.
Well, that would be in line with your general theoretical approach anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, hit it from lots of different angles,
right,
as it were.
Right.
When will Volume 2 of your trilogy be out?
Basically, the idea was to do one volume every 10 years.
Okay, so you got some time.
A little bit of time, and not as much as I liked. What happened, of course, is the Integral Institute came along, and it's really took really about the last 2 years
a lot of
my time. And,
are you happy with your leadership of Integral Institute?
I am. Uh-huh.
So you feel you're leading it. I mean, all along you said you wanted to try to lead it from a second tier way, which might look a little bit disorganized.
Right.
Maybe disorganized is the wrong word, but
No, I think it does, because what happens is, first of all, the everybody that's involved in this has been very kind of open and flexible and easygoing about it, because the fact is there are no second tier organizations out there. So
the Vatican?
Huh?
The Vatican?
I stand corrected. And so a lot of people have a great deal of experience in OD, organizational development, with first-tier companies. And one of my main jobs is actually been, more than a leader, has been kind of a curmudgeon, a putting on the brake and saying, wait a minute, we can't organize this along these first-tier principles. We can't use standard organizational development material for this.
We're not going to know what it looks like.
Well, that's the thing. So what we do have to do is just continue to put second-tier people together in a room and have them thrash out these various ideas. And you've been to meetings. That's basically what we do with the general meetings, is we have as many second-tier people as we can find. We put them in a room. We say, here's the topic of conversation, and see what comes out of that group. And then eventually we try to translate that into institutional forms. And so, okay, now here's going to be the infrastructure in terms of what we have set up. Now, the main thing that makes it difficult for me in any position of leadership is balancing this funding situation. And that's been complicated because, on the one hand, there's this exorbitant amounts of money that have been pledged. But on the other hand, of course, it could all fall apart, as some of it has already done. So this makes it almost impossible to do any planning, frankly, that lasts much more than a couple of weeks, because that's how often the situation changes. So a lot of people sit down and say, you know, we have to have a mission statement, we have to have a strategy for the next 6 months, and I'll go, forget it. It's absolute waste of time to do that. And so the only friction I've really had in the last year and a half is because I had to put the brake on some of these things. I think some people think that I'm not, you know, kind of getting with the program as much as we could, but it's really not the case. Situation changes dramatically every couple of weeks, and we have to be very flexible to adapt to that, because it dramatically changes what we plan on doing.